Now, Vodafone has decided to sever its links with the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Well, sever its link as a sponsor to the actual event itself, but remain, of course, a sponsor to one of the participants, the Dublin football team. Rossa McDermott is with us from Optimum Sports Management. I thought it was a maxim of sponsorship that you were better off sponsoring the event and having your name attached to it rather than a team, which could get knocked out at an early stage. So why would Vodafone have made this decision?
Good evening, Matt. I think they've looked at where their spend is. They're not leaving GAA because they're stuck. They put their money into the Dublin team, and therefore they're spending between 800,000 and a million in the sector. You always run a risk, whether it's a team or an individual or an event, because there are some catastrophic scenarios in which an individual may not perform well, a team may not perform well. They may have taken the view that they were sponsoring the All-Ireland Championship, and then the team that won it was sponsored by O2. So, you know, you could say it's almost ambush marketing.
And that's there's more benefit, do you think, to Cork in winning, or to O2 as sponsors of Cork, to see all the players on the pitch with O2 rather than knowing it's Vodafone, who are one of the sponsors of the event?
In these times when you're looking at rationalising what you do, you could say, well, we're sponsoring the championship, but yet we don't get the full visibility. By sponsoring the Dublin team, they get 90,000 registered players, they get a whole sector, they get loyalty to one team. There's a full control of that as opposed to an event.
And yet then in the semi-final, Cork sponsored by O2 beat Dublin sponsored by Vodafone. Or does anyone notice things like that?
I don't think they really notice it, but I think the real issue here is that most companies are rationalising what they do. And does it make sense to sponsor the national championship? They believe that the team way with Dublin is the way to go. I would imagine they would keep with the All-Stars because there's great visibility in that. The GAA have set up a model which was probably for a more buoyant market.
And that's the model being of having multi-sponsors.
Yeah, three major sponsors. Yeah, and you would have to go back to when Bank of Ireland were involved. The All-Ireland Championship was very synonymous with Bank of Ireland. Now there's three major sponsors, and you probably don't get the same control, same visibility.
Yeah, those are Ulster Bank, Centra, Supervalue and Vodafone.
Right.
But does that work for the sponsors? It may work for the GAA in actually getting more money in, but does it work for the sponsors to share the sponsorship with others?
No, I think sponsors now will be looking at it saying, we don't get the same name association, which is really what you want to achieve. You don't get that full ownership, inverted commas, of having everything to your specification. And if you look at the other federations, the IRFU and the FAI, they have really gone the singular brand route.
But aren't there examples of having multi-brand route that works very well for many sporting events?
The Champions League is the most effective model. The European Championships with UEFA are the same, and the World Cup. But the Champions League model is in effect since 92, 93. It was set up to be named the Champions League. And they always set out only to have eight major partners, which are multinationals. They have a pan-European appeal. There's huge.
And the audience is so much bigger.
The audience is huge. And the economic value of the Champions League is 351 million. You know, the winning team gets 120. The economics there are a different scale. GAA, hurling and football is a very local sport. And most of the county teams have local sponsors. So if you look at the sponsors for under 21 and all that, there's a lot of companies involved. They want the association, which Vodafone are still maintaining with the Dublin team, but they obviously feel it's time for a change, and supporting the National League doesn't do it for them anymore.
Thank you very much for joining us, Rossa McDermott from Optimum Sports Management.